welcome to today's daily devotional, where we're going to talk on some scriptures that inspire me, and I pray that they inspire you. This scripture is found in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 27, and I'm going to read it partially backwards, meaning I'm going to read the last part of verse 27 and then go to the first part. The last part says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. So Jesus is telling us, do not let, meaning we have an ability to stop thoughts, our heart, the way we're thinking, the way we're acting, the way we're being, to be troubled or afraid because of circumstances, because of things that can happen, because of what our thoughts are saying to us. Do not let. And it relates very much to Romans 12:2, where it says, do not be conformed to this world, but renew your mind. Take control of your mind. So we're just going to go to Romans 12:2, and we're going to read exactly what it says. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So take control of your mind. You know, thoughts can come into your mind. The enemy can tempt us, but it doesn't mean we have to accept those thoughts. Allow God to form our thoughts, our heart and our mind. Reading scripture, reading what Jesus tells us and teaches us, helps us form our minds. Reading what others say about God, what their experiences have been, help us form our minds. So don't let your heart be troubled or afraid. You know, the tempter will put thoughts into our minds, circumstances around us, but we don't have to let them tell us how to we act, how we feel. We need to also, though, not just do it on ourselves. We call on the Lord's strength. We call on His help, for He can help us, especially when we know sometimes we're weak in different areas. But let's go back to the John chapter 14, verse 27. And this is the solution to not letting your heart be troubled. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. So the reason how we can not let our hearts be troubled, not be afraid, is because Jesus brings us peace. Saying His name alone, Jesus, should bring us peace. When we understand the relationship that Jesus wants to have with us, the perfect relationship, it brings us peace. When we sit with Him, He brings us peace because He's the Prince of Peace. But this peace, it says, remember, I do not give to you as the world gives. We often think peace is just quiet and calm. No, this peace that God gives, yes, it's quiet and calm, but it's more peaceful than anything you could ever experience. It's like that Jesus is brighter than the brightest. He's everything plus more. How do you do everything plus more? But He is. He's the great I am. He's joy, but more joy, joyer, even if there's no such word. He's just over and above and beyond. We try and put it in the concept of what we think. No, it says, I do not give you as the world gives. So this peace goes deep. It can work on deep wounds. It can work on the past where we've been hurting suffering, where we've got bitterness, where we've got anger, where we've got sores, weeping sores. But this peace can go deep, deep, deep into our souls, into our spirits. It can calm our minds and our hearts and renew us, because that's the God who we serve. That's the God we should know, we need to know. Just say his name. When you feel unsettled and afraid, just say his name, Jesus. So do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. For Jesus, he says, I bring you peace. And the peace is way above all understanding, way above what our minds can conceive. This intimate, deep set peace that God gives us, it's the antidote to worry. It's the antidote to fear. And we need all to learn it, and learn it well, and continue to develop it. Because I can think, oh yeah, I'm good, and then something comes up and I'm like, the heart starts, you know, going 19 to a dozen, and my thoughts start going and I'm getting worried. No, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, can come and calm us and settle us, and then we turn to him and we trust him more. We actually learn to love him more and serve him more and surrender more to him, because we desire this deep set peace and love within us. I pray that that inspires you, and I'll see you again next time.